The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. It's called The Forced Switch, and if you're on a brand name medication, it could happen to you. More after this from Charlie. Michael Hitch of Marysville, Tennessee is only 54, but already shows symptoms of Alzheimer's. He's been taking a drug called Namenda, a twice-a-day tablet which he says has worked well. And he was looking forward to next year when the drug goes generic and the price drops dramatically. But there's a catch. Michael's been told that Forest Laboratories, which makes Namenda, plans to pull it from the market a full 6 months before the generic version goes on sale.
They have no excuse to stop making that drug available. None.
The company told Michael's doctor to switch his dementia patients, whether they like it or not, to a new form of the drug called Namenda XR, which has patent protection and a higher price. It's called a forced switch. Stock analyst David Maris told CBS's Dr. John Lapook it's a pretty common strategy.
Forced switches to get patients over to this new product as fast as possible, so that way when the patent goes off on the old product, patients are already on the new product. All of a sudden, you don't have this cliff. You don't have a drop-off in sales like you would otherwise.
Of course, after 6 months, when the generic drug appears, patients like Michael would be free to drop the new treatment and go back to the old one, but very few do.
Almost everyone stays. The reason drug companies do these four switches is that the switches are sticky. So in most drugs, it's only about 10 to 20% ever go back to the generic.
Michael Hitch probably will be in the group that goes back, and the company says there's a liquid version of his old drug to tide him over. But he is not happy about being manipulated.
They are yanking the rug right out from under me.
You're ticked off.
I am mad. Yes.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.